is something about it when people who know how to use their faith come together to pray. The Holy Spirit empowers us. We can be strong in prayer. We can be effective in prayer. Well, good evening. Praise the Lord. We're going to have an exciting night tonight. If you are watching on the Victory Channel, or even if you're in the room, I give you permission to grab your phone, call somebody to watch, or come be a part. The Bill Gaither Vocal Band is here tonight. Going to be awesome. Thank you, Lord, for that. Well, I hope you've been just enjoying the Word of the Lord and being together through this convention. And I pray you've gained from these prayer times that we've had. It's been different this week than some of the times we've had in the past. But I believe that the Lord's helped us to affect some things and to move things along towards the second coming of the Lord. And that's what we want to do. We want to be on track and on time with Him in this out day, end times outpouring. Glory to God. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. I want to read a scripture to you tonight, and then I'm going to follow up with a piece I want to read to you. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare. I like what the Amplified Bible says, inspired and aided, the classic, inspired and aided by them. Which, let me just take a moment. If you haven't picked up your Amplified Bible, the classic version, in the book table area, you can do that tonight or in the morning. After that, the book tables are closed. But I want you to have that. We're wanting as many of those to be bought as possible, because if sales are good enough, then they are considering reprinting it, putting it back into print. And I think they're allowing us to be the sole publishers of this right now, distributors of it, so they can see if there's an interest in it. I believe that we have an interest in it. And so you can buy one, buy several, take them home, pastors. And they're beautifully done. It's a paperback, but with those sales are good enough, then we'll be following up with a leather, but we've got to get the sales out. Now, the reason I like this classic edition is that it really does help and aid in understanding the Greek, and it just, it enhances understanding, and I go to it quite often. Okay, so I charge you, Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, inspired and aided by them, the Amplified says, you may wage the good warfare. It's amazing what God has given us to use as warfare in prayer. I never have found anywhere in here where begging is one of the instruments of our warfare. That means we have to look to coming boldly to the throne of grace, as Hebrews tells us to do, and we come with the weapons that He's given us. He says in verse 19, having faith. Faith is the components why in Ephesians 6 it says, raising above all the shield of faith. Praying with prophecies in your hand. Now, no prophecy outside of the scripture ever is to be lifted up above the scripture. And no prophecy that you can, if you can't prove it by the word of God and see how it reflects the truth of the word of God, forget about it. Put it aside. And if it's not something, if it's a personal prophecy to you and it doesn't bear witness to you, forget about that too. Just put it aside. And so you have the unction of the Holy Spirit, and all of that is subject to His leadership, subject to the scriptures, subject to the anointing. But now here's a prophecy I want to pray through, because tonight we're going to be praying over America. This was delivered through Brother Copeland in 2014, and it's a marvelous word. And we'll use this as we pray tonight as a foundation, and we have special guests coming to pray with us this evening. Let me see. Let's drop down, Krista and team. Let's drop down several paragraphs. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For time's sake, let's drop down to about 5 or 6 paragraphs down. It says, and over the years. Let's run down to that. Over the years and centuries that have gone by, I've called upon this nation to be my judgment arm. I've called on this nation to be my voice. I've called on this nation, and many, many of your sons and daughters have answered my call and laid their lives on the line, and I do not forget that. So hear my people, hear my voice. Yes, the door is open. Repent and come through it, for I have a plan, and it's the blessing plan. And it's far greater than anything you have ever seen before. I have a new birth for this nation. I've planned a nation that right at this moment, you don't have any concept what it looks like. Think back to 1770, 71, 72, 73. And a new nation was being born. But do you think that the men of that hour had any concept of what this nation would look like 100 years from that time? No. They had no idea. It had never happened before. Hear my words, America. I have a new nation in my heart and in my mind, and you don't know what it looks like. The door is open. Step through it. And together, we will bring a new nation on the earth, a one nation under God that trusts in God. There are those who would say, how can that possibly come to pass? It can come to pass because I am God and I change not. My plan has already been planned before the foundation of the world. And you listen to me and walk with me, and together we'll see it come to pass. You see, this is conditional. So when aided by a prophecy like this, you take this word of the Lord and you go back. That's what Moses did in interceding for the Israelites. He took the word and the promise that God had given to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and he held it before the Lord and said, you said, you promised. So we can take these words. He said, come through the door. So we can take that and pray about coming through the door. All the doors that God has opened. When Jesus opens a door, it's a door that no man can shut. But we also know that when he opens, we're the ones that have to walk through it. What is that door? Well, that's where we pray. For all those who turn their back on what I'm doing now, you'll be like those of old that get trapped in the desert. And your bones will fall in the desert, and you'll not experience the greatness that I have in store. But I have people. I have people that have humbled themselves and have turned from their wicked ways. I have more and more and more that are seeking my face. And I'll tell you this, I am easy to find. God is not hiding from people. I have raised up people throughout this nation, and I have people all over the earth that are praying for the United States. In this very hour, they are holding this country up before me because they realize they need this nation also. So these are days of deliverance. Rejoice and be glad because I have given you your nation back, and the manifestation of its new birth is at hand. Rejoice, lift up your head, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Say, well, what about the ones that have prophesied judgments and so forth? Well, the Bible talks to 3 different group of people. Talks to the nations or the lost. He talks to the Jews, and he talks to the church. This is to the church. This is to the church. So the church is the one that's responsible for this level. This is what the promise of God that we have. And if we'll do our part and work with him, we'll get these results. But the others, the lost people, have to hear the word of judgment, because that's what's coming on them if they don't wake up and come to the Lord. Do I get a witness in here today? All right. So we're going to pray over the United States, and I've asked somebody, I think you know this fella and his gorgeous wife, would you please come forward under us, open up door number 1. Would you please welcome Pastor Dr. Gene Bailey and his wife Terry to come pray with us today? I couldn't think of anyone that I'd rather have stand here with me as we pray over America and over God's plan for America, his promise of the new birth. Well, what are we seeing right now? We're seeing a nation in travail. We're seeing a nation in travail. Just like the birth of a child, this nation is in travail. Gene, I will just turn this over to you guys, and I'll jump in with you, or, you know, if you, like I said, I have the Holy Ghost gift of interruptions, but you take it.
Amen. Amen. Is there any bold people in the house tonight? Any bold believers? Well, this is the time to be bold. And when you start looking back at our nation's history, like Brother Copeland has led us through about George Washington, you see what God did. He founded on America, not a bunch of weenies, not a bunch of sissies, as Pastor Terry would say. It's not a bunch of sissy prayers. So I want to read to you what happened in 1607 when the Reverend Robert Hunt landed on the shores that is now called Cape Henry in Virginia. And what he did is he cut out parts of the beams of the ship. Now that's what you call commitment. And they took it to shore and they made a cross and they drove it into the sand, into the beachhead. And he prayed. And this is what he said. He said, "We do hereby dedicate this land and ourselves to reach the people within these shores with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to raise up godly generations after us. And with these generations, take the kingdom of God to all the earth. May this covenant of dedication remain to all generations," that's you and me, "as long as this earth remains, and may this land, along with England, be evangelists to the world. May all who see this cross remember what we have done here. And may those who come here to inhabit join us in this covenant and in this most noble work that the Holy Scriptures may be fulfilled." Wow.
Hallelujah.
That's some of your founding fathers right there. After their prayer, they read this scripture from Psalm 22, 27, and 28. "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he ruleth among the nations."
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Thank
Amen,
you,
Terry.
Lord.
You know, Pastor Terry was talking about the rebirth. Now, if you've ever seen a fixer-upper show where they're rebirthing a historical house, they purchase it and they have an idea of the work that needs to be done. And frequently, just like the United States has happened recently, is it's a little bit more in-depth than they thought it was going to be. And so they start, you know, first maybe they just thought they were going to replace the carpet and put the walls in. And as they took up the molding on the bottom, they saw some rot. And so they took it up a little higher and they saw some more mold. And it kept going throughout the house. So finally what they had to do is they had to rip off all the walls. Okay. They had to take out the wooden floor and they had to totally treat the house before they could rebuild. Rebirth, and better than it ever was before. Because when they do that, they're going to put in all new, latest and greatest plumbing, carpets, heating, air conditioning. And that's what we're going through right now. We've been in a lot of pain and we're like, "Lord, how much longer is this going to be?" Well, till we clean it all out. And unfortunately, we've seen some things that we really haven't liked. Okay. And, right now, I step into a place of spiritual authority as a believer in Christ Jesus, as you are. We are in blood covenant with Christ Jesus when you ask Jesus into your heart. Do you know, oftentimes we think to ourselves, oh, you hear some people talk about the evil that's going on as if it was stronger than God. Do we not know who we carry on the inside of us?
Amen.
Everywhere that we go. And let me just, I just used this recently this week. You know, who's seen The Wizard of Oz? Who saw that little old decrepit man behind the curtain? And he's shooting up the flames. And he's shooting up the sound. Hello. You know, and he had everybody scared. And the little dog Toto just took the curtain and pulled it back, and then Dorothy went in there and she said, "Excuse me, you're going to do this and you're going to do that, you're going to give him this and that." And that's what we're supposed to do in Jesus' name. We have a covenant with the Most High, who has all authority, who has all power, and we need to walk in our authority everywhere we go. Oh, you know, you just don't know the sin that I've done and how bad I've been. Well, he does. He calls you qualified. You've asked for forgiveness. You've asked him in your heart. We repent. Your father said, we repent. We call upon the name of the Lord. So what are we supposed to do? Whatever the devil took to destroy you with, that is your weapon. That is your weapon. Now you have been trained and qualified to come out of that. He's delivered you out of that. Now you are to bring a small army with you. You are to disciple them. You are to train them in the Most High, Jesus Christ, and whatever he tried to destroy you with, that is now your weapon, because Jesus said in 1 John 3:8, Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy. Destroy. Do you know what destroy means? Destroy means totally obliterate and annihilate. Okay, that means to leave no recognition that they were ever there. That is your job, to get rid of the darkness that is looming, that the evil that is in our nation right now.
That's a good place for us to jump in and pray. Don't
yes,
you
ma'am.
Think it is?
Yes, ma'am.
I like that.
Can this, I do one yeah. scripture?
Okay, yeah, please.
Isaiah 59:21. As for me, this is with my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you will not depart from you. And my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips, on the lips of your children and on the lips of their descendants from this time and on and forever, says the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So let's pray. Let's stand up. Let's take a bold position of prayer. You are people of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
And listen, this nation in this hour does not need weak believers. This nation, because it affects the world, needs people of faith who have been learning about faith, who've been to conventions and listened to tapes and CDs, to start to use that faith and to proclaim in this nation. So let's agree together. Use your prayer language right now as we pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you for what you've done in America, how you've commissioned this nation, how you set aside the United States of America, how you put us in this place for your pleasure. And the covenant that you struck, whether it was with Robert Hunt or with George Washington, we stand in agreement with that covenant, and we stand in that covenant and on it. In Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you for what you're doing now. Now speak to those things in this earth, in this nation, that need to change. Use your heavenly language. Come on, raise it up. Let's get it louder. Louder. You're bold.
We thank you, Father God. We lift our Bibles. As Brother Copeland said, when George Washington made his declaration and went into office, he kissed his Bible. He bent a knee. And he said, you are our God, and we will be your people. Father, we take our boldness. We take our stand. We take our nation. We will step into places that we've never gone before. We will pray for people that we've never prayed for before. We take our authority. We go into places, and we say the things that you instruct us, Lord. It's not just in the church, but we take it out. And, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus across every border of our nation. We stand for our descendants. We stand for our children. We stand against the forces of evil. We stand and bring you wherever we go, Father God. Wherever we step, we bring you into the situation. We remember that we're your carriers, Father God. It's not, we're just your representatives. We're your ambassadors. We bring into the workplace. We bring into the marketplace. Wherever our feet go, wherever we fly over, wherever we pray over, in Jesus' name we take our place.
Lord, we stand in faith on the foundations of this nation. Lord, we thank you for those who bowed their knee and made covenant with you in light of the covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ, the covenant between you and Jesus that he has invited us into. We thank you, Lord, for that covenant, and under that covenant was the birth of this nation. But Lord, now we stand fast on that covenant for the rebirth of this nation. We thank you, Lord, that old things will be passed away, and behold, all things will be made new in this nation. Lord, we refuse to look to another man, a political party, a group of people. No, sir, our eyes are steadfast upon the Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord, over the church to take the lead, the church to set the example that there is no king in this nation but our King Jesus. There is no ultimate lawgiver in this nation but the lawgiver, Jehovah himself. We thank you, Father, that Jehovah yourself, Lord, you are the judge. And we're asking you, that is the founding fathers, the Constitution. Lord, all of it is rooted in your word. You said that heaven and earth could pass away before even the punctuation in your word would pass away. So we stand fast believing, Lord, in the promise of your word, the promise of your written word, the promise of this spoken word, and the promise of the word of the Lord through the prophets of God. We thank you, Lord, that this nation belongs to you because we consecrated it to you. And it still belongs to you through consecration and dedication. You said, Lord, that you've given us our nation back. And as the owners, Lord, the church of the living God, the owners of this nation, we offer it up to you, Lord, as a living sacrifice. We offer it up to you for your service. We offer it up to you to be the light that's set on the hill. We offer it up to you, Lord, to be the voice of righteousness. We offer it up to you to be the cradle of the gospel that goes into the whole world. We offer it up to you, Lord Jesus, to use as you see fit to further move this world towards your coming, so that your house would be full, so that your house would be full, so that your house would be full. We remind you, Lord, that there are 8 billion people on this planet. Far, far, far too many of them, Lord, have not heard the gospel. But it's in this nation and out of this nation that the gospel is capable of being preached and reached around the world, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle. We thank you for your faithfulness to your people. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, to every one of our founding fathers, to the mother, to the founding mothers, to the founding families, to those who laid down their lives and sacrificed their fortunes and laid it all. You said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome by the word that's in our testimony. And we overcome by not loving our lives unto even death. Lord, we give you our lives, are here, for this great nation is commissioned by you, anointed by you, qualified by you, called by you, equipped by you, anointed by you. And so for to offer our lives for the sake of this nation is to offer our lives for you and for the sake of the gospel. Hallelujah. How we praise you for that. We praise you for that. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Father, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Go ahead.
We thank you that everybody that has come here this week, Lord, they have received from you. They have come in faith, and they have come with pure hearts, and they draw near to you, and they draw near to your word. Lord, keep us so close to you. Keep us in this atmosphere all the time. Keep us dedicated to you, Lord, so that a stranger's voice we cannot hear and we will not follow. Lord, that your voice is strong in our lives. So as they go out after the end of this convention tomorrow, may they take this atmosphere that they walked in. Lord, bless them for being so dedicated. They are. If they are on this planet and they're in this room, they are the remnant. They know they have assignment. Lord, give them the grace and give them the courage to execute it with your help. Lord, let them be bolder than they've ever been. Let them walk into places and let them have favor. Let them be blessed. And let them know that it's a result of the time that they've spent here, sown in getting close to you and to hear your voice. And let it continue throughout their life, intensifying. Intensifying in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise you, Father. Now let's praise. It's time to praise God for what he's doing. Praise. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Lift your voice to the Holy of Holies. King Jesus, he deserves your praise. Come on. Come on, let it out, let it out, let it out, let it out. This is the time to praise God for what he's doing in America, what he's doing back at your house, what he's doing in your neighborhood, what he's doing in your state, in your country. It's time to praise the heavenly host. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise, Jesus, for what you're doing. We shake off apathy. We shake off dread. We shake off the fear. And we embrace the faith, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing in America. We thank you for lives being saved. Yes, lives being saved. But so much more than that, the gospel being preached all around this nation to every corner of the globe. Like Pastor Terry said, from the top to the bottom, all the way around the middle, we will see his kingdom come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now let him know. How'd you think about it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Now, I want to pray over the election and all the candidates that are running, every one of them. You know, we've been surprised by things in these last few years. So we want to watch for the hand of God. But I want to tell you something that's keenly important, and I want everyone to receive this as a directive from heaven to take up as you pray over this election. And that is praying that these candidates get it right where Israel is concerned.
Amen.
There is a blessing for those who don't divide the land, and there is a curse that comes directly upon those that seek to divide the land. Bible says that the very judgment of God in the valley of Jehoshaphat is for what reason? Because they divided my land. So this is keenly important. You get that right, God's blessing will straighten out everything else. Now we got to get a lot of things right, but that's key. That's key because of the times that we live in. So Father, we pray over every candidate. Lord, every one of them has a purpose to serve. Even Pharaoh served your purpose, Lord. As much as he raised his fist and hated God, he served a purpose. You saw to it that he would. So we pray over this election and believe that everything, even the things that the devil does, Lord, you will turn it for your purpose and for your good. You will turn it that he cannot outmaneuver and outwork the plan of God in Jesus' name. But we pray over them. We pray over Mr. Trump and Mr. DeSantis and all of those that are running in this great election, Lord, that they have insight, revelation, and that they get it right where Israel is concerned. They get it right where the covenant is concerned. Where they get it right where your covenant people, the Jews, are concerned. We thank you for that, Lord. We praise you for revelation. Send laborers across their path to tell them, Lord, to warn them. And we give you praise for that, Lord. We give you praise because we desire it. We desire it, Lord. We desire, Lord, this etiala. And we give you praise and thanksgiving that their eyes are open. Their eyes are open to see the value of obeying your word and helping you fulfill what you said you would do, getting on the God side of the covenant. Oh, we praise you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. And now, Lord, we pray over this service tonight. We pray over the Gaithers. We pray over Brother Copeland. We pray over all those in this auditorium and all those that are watching on the Victory Channel. We pray, Lord, that this whole time together of rejoicing and exhilaration in the presence of the Lord will, Father, the praise and the joy will reach new heights, Lord, and that this service will be a pleasing aroma. aroma to you in the name of Jesus. We pray over each of them and thank you for the anointing of God that equips them to do what you've called them to do. And we give the Lord another shout of praise and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.